We're talking with Riley Pageant, who has about a week ago, I guess now, just a little over a week ago, had the opportunity to hear your name called on the stage in Indianapolis at the 83rd Annual Convention of the National FFA Organization. You had to wait a while to hear your name called out. As you stood, as you waited, as you watched all the pageantry of the national officer announcement, what was going through your mind?
Well, you're exactly right. It's a production, and they play the Chicago Bulls theme song, and everyone's guts start rolling, and you start really, really thinking about every moment you've ever shared in the FFA, and that's exactly what I did. When they started calling names, and when that music started rolling, that's exactly what I thought was every moment that I've ever experienced within the FFA and every opportunity I've ever had the chance to have inside this blue jacket. That was what's going through my mind. And you're right. I did wait for a while for my name to be called. They called Central Region and they called Secretary, who was also from the Central Region. And I was talking earlier, my mom was upstairs watching. And when they announced that Secretary is from the Central Region, she got up and she thought that it was over. And then they announced from Oklahoma. And it's really uncommon to have three from one region on the same national officer team. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve this year.
I know that you had a pretty good sized group from the Central Region that you were competing against and involved with there after the 50% cut, right?
Exactly. And like I said with our interview after Tuesday, after the cut, there were 11 candidates starting from the Central Region, and we cut that down to 6. We were the largest region present with national officer candidates, and they were all qualified. Each and every one of them were qualified to serve as a national officer. And so I'm very glad that I was on this side of it rather than on nominating committee side of it, having to make that decision who will ultimately serve this year.
Right. A year ago, you went through the same process, but you did not hear your name called. As you reflect between the two experiences, what did you learn in 2009 that got you ready for 2010?
Basically, I faced defeat, and I came back to Oklahoma State last October, not a national officer, and I came back as a student. And I can imagine that if you ask any one of my friends, they would tell you that I've grown a lot this year. And I've grown in experiences, and I've had the opportunity to sit back and experience life outside of the blue corduroy jacket for a year and think to myself and reevaluate and ask myself, do I really want to do this? I've experienced life in the FFA, and I've experienced life now outside of FFA. Do I really want to do this? And is this something that I'm passionate about? And clearly my answer was yes. And I matured in my experiences, and hopefully I can share those experiences with FFA members across the globe this year.
Now you obviously had to make a choice, a actual conscious decision back in the spring. I want to be the Oklahoma representative again.
Exactly. I had to make that choice, and there was not a week that went by that I didn't think, what if? What if I ran again, and what if I was allowed to serve this time? There was not a week that went by. I prayed about it, and I really thought about it, and eventually I decided that this is something I wanted to do, and this is something that I could see myself doing for the year. And it took a lot of advice from other people. I took a lot of advice from past national officers or people who didn't make the cut, and from my family and from friends, and I ultimately decided to run, and I'm so thankful for those people for helping me find that answer and helping me find why am I doing this, and kind of go back to the basics. Why am I doing this? Why am I here?
I guess maybe that's the next question. Why did you want to be national officer?
Every one of us have a niche. And for you and I, Ron, it's easy to find that niche. We know exactly what we're good at, and we know how we want to help people through that niche, whether it be radio broadcasting or a doctor or a veterinarian or a teacher. We know what we want to do. However, there are students in this world and in our nation who have no idea and who haven't quite found that niche. I was one of them. I was never really overly athletic. I wasn't the smart kid in every class. And so FFA was a niche for me to become involved in agriculture and American education and FFA, and to have a better understanding about where our food comes from, and to have those lifelong learning experiences in the show ring and in the speech arena. And so my goal and why I think I'm here as a national officer is to help other students find that niche and help other students find something they're good at and something that they care about, so ultimately they can experience what we have both experienced inside this great organization.
Now tell me, you know, you've had a chance to think about the fact that you are national president now. for the next 12 months. You're wrapping up your affairs here at Oklahoma State University. Then you start your actual time, early December, right after Thanksgiving. As you've thought about all of that, has it really hit you square in the face as of yet that you are a national president?
I don't think so. And at convention, we had the opportunity to talk with the retiring national officer team. And I told Levy Randolph, the retiring national FFA president from California, this is what I'm feeling, and I haven't felt like it's hit me yet. I haven't really realized that this is it. And for the next year, I will be serving as national FFA president. And he told me, it never will. He told me, it will never hit you. And so as much as we're busy with activities and with promoting agriculture and promoting FFA, it hasn't hit me yet. It really has not hit me yet, and it's just a dream come true.
I bet maybe one of those days when you're walking down one of those airport concourses and in the jacket and you have to kind of explain what the organization is a few times, it may start hitting you.
It may start hitting me. I think I'm going to have lots of those opportunities to explain what FFA is or what agriculture is, and I look forward to that. That's part of the job, and I gratefully accept that.
What, you know, as you think about the whole concept of what the organization is, and as you're going to be ambassador in chief, as far as you're the number one ambassador as national president of the organization for the next several months, what will be your message? What you really want to get across to everybody you touch about the organization?
I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you read in the manual, it talks about the heart of this organization being held at the local level and on a chapter level. And the six of us, our six national officers and our team decided that that is so true. And that in order to be a successful national officer team, and more importantly, in order to be a successful national organization, we must remember those roots and remember our chapter and remember those chapters that may be excelling or may be struggling and appeal to them on levels that they can find success. And each of us were in FFA on a local chapter. And so that's why it's so relevant, because that's where the beginnings of this organization are.
As you think about, you know, the opportunity to interface with FFA members, not just in Oklahoma now, but literally in all 50 states and beyond, what are you looking forward most to doing with those FFA members?
I'm looking forward to not only telling my story, but hearing their story. Why were they involved? Why did they become involved? And why is this their niche? Why are they here? And listening to their story and allowing others to tell their story is ultimately the most important thing that we can do for someone else. If you give someone else the time of day, whether that be a handshake or a hug or a smile, or allowing them the opportunity to sit down and say, hey, this is why I'm here, is ultimately what our goal as a national officer team is. And that's what I look forward to the most, is experiencing that growth with those students, that personal growth, and ultimately the career success that they will face as they graduate and enter their careers.
So we wrap up, let's talk a little bit about what you see FFA as far as its part within American agriculture. How does FFA fit into American agriculture?
FFA is a huge part in American agriculture. Without this organization, I would probably want to be one of those Americans who isn't quite sure where their food comes from, or who isn't quite sure why we have milk on the table for breakfast. And our role as FFA members is primarily to increase the awareness of American agriculture and agriculture globally, and increase that awareness among business leaders and school teachers and professionals all across the globe, to let others know that without agriculture, none of us would be here. And FFA is just a small piece in sharing that message, and I hope that we can share a large piece of that message this year.
Ag education and FFA, obviously, a lot of schools think hard and long in this day and age of budget cuts and everything. Should we keep it? What's the argument?
You're exactly right. There is a huge argument. Should we keep agricultural education in the schools? And what does agricultural education have to offer that other classrooms don't? And I think that we have much to offer. I know for a fact that, like I said, I would not be here without agricultural education and the FFA. I would not be here without SAE. And like we've mentioned before, there is that three-circle model that it includes agriculture education. It's the classroom, it's your SAE, and it's FFA. And I think that those three parts of that model are so relevant to today's student. And the argument is, what is FFA teaching that other classrooms aren't? And I think that in order to get this message across, we must include foundation members and board members in marketing ourselves more efficiently and telling people our message and our story, much like we want to hear the stories of others.
FFA, what's it meant to you?
It's meant a lot. And it is an indescribable feeling sitting right here talking to you as National FFA president, because it has allowed me so much success. But not only success, but it's allowed me to see so many different people and experience so many different things that I will forever remember. It's allowed me to help others succeed. And I think that as National Officer Team, that is why we were all elected, is because we've helped others succeed and because we want to continue to help others succeed. This year will be all about helping those other students succeed, and I'm looking forward to that.
He's ready for a magical year. Riley Pageant, new national president of the FFA organization. He's getting things together on the campus of Oklahoma State University this month, getting ready to head to Indianapolis and that year of travel representing 500,000 FFA members from around the country. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.